Hi guys, so today I decided to make a video on how to become mesmerizing. Now, before everyone begins and says, oh, you just have to be beautiful, that's it. No, that is not true. I know a lot of people that are physically beautiful, but they are not attractive. They are not mesmerizing to anyone. There is so much more that comes into the game of being mesmerizing or into the game of seducing people. Some of these things are very, very important, especially if you're trying to gain success in life. If you're trying to even find a partner, adapting these qualities is very important. That's why I want to share with you guys how to become mesmerizing. Before we get into this video, I want to say a huge thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this video. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform that can easily connect you with a licensed therapist that can help you with any issue you might be facing. BetterHelp also has a network of over 30,000 therapists, so you can easily find a therapist that is the right match for you. However, if the therapist that you found was not a great match, you can switch therapists with no additional charge. So you save a lot of time and you save a lot of money. I also absolutely love that it's online because finding a therapist can be so hard, especially if your area has like limited options. And as well, talking to your therapist out of the comfort of your own home is such a big blessing, especially if you don't want to leave your house or you just don't feel like it. To get started, you fill out a questionnaire so they can understand your wants and needs, and then you get matched to a therapist in as little as a few days.
You can schedule phone, video, or message-based sessions, whatever you are more comfortable with.
You also have your own virtual journal and you can attend group sessions. So you basically get all the same benefits as an in-person therapist, but without the extra hassle. If you think that you might benefit from therapy, then please click the link in the description down below or visit betterhelp.com/wizardliz. Clicking that link will not only help support this channel, but it also gives you 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get into it. First things first, you have to make people feel important. The way I do this is when I am sitting with someone or I'm going out, I make sure I have my full attention on them. I'm not looking around other people. I'm not on my phone. My phone is not even on sight. I will put my phone away and I will talk to the person. I will look at them. And best believe when that person leaves my table, they will leave more confident, feeling better about themselves and literally thinking that they're a walking blessing on earth. We as humans, we naturally seek out things that make us feel better about ourselves. That's why a lot of people, they go for sugar or they have like different addictions that releases dopamine in our head because it makes us feel good. So when we have people in our life that makes us feel good about ourselves, we naturally are more attracted to them. Well, I listen to them. I let people speak. I let them tell them about themselves. People are so interesting. You have to look at people as if they're the first person you've ever seen and as if you're falling in love with them. Even with my girlfriends, like I literally look at them like, whoa, you're so amazing, you know? And because I give out the energy of like, you are so amazing, it naturally comes back to me. People think that way about me because I make them feel amazing. Work on your communication skills. The one number one thing that people have always praised me for, random people, my neighbors, whatever, whenever I talk to them, they are like, Liz, your communication skills are phenomenal. Like it's out of this world. Why? Because I can talk to anyone. I'm like a chameleon. I can talk to a very serious person. I can talk to the funniest person on earth. They will all love me. Okay. Why is this? First of all, I know how to put my thoughts into words. I know how to correctly say things and I know how to say things without really offending someone, right? I also know how to explain things to people like they're a five-year-old. If you're really good at communication, if you can explain what you want to explain to a five-year-old. Because a lot of people, they tell me as well, like, oh, why does she talk so like childish? Why does she not use bigger words? You guys don't realize that people that don't really speak English that well are watching my videos. And they watch my videos and they have to understand everything that I'm saying. The biggest powerful people knew how to talk and explain things in simple words. I'm gonna go on here, yeah? And I'm gonna talk in difficult words. I'm not gonna explain who's gonna watch the videos. Like not everyone understands this. So you have to learn on how to make your thoughts make sense to everyone so that everyone will understand what you're saying. Your body language, when you're sitting with someone, make sure you're always sitting towards them. Never turn your feet away from them or your body away from them, because this shows that you're not interested, or it's almost like, oh, I want to leave, okay? Don't close yourself off. This, if you talk like this, this is like a barrier around yourself. Just try to stand like this with your hands next to you. Another thing is, people are less likely to trust you if they cannot see your hands. So make sure your hands are always visible. Don't put them in your pockets. Don't put them behind you, because that will make people subconsciously be less likely to trust you. And a very important thing as well is, when you're talking to someone, make sure you keep eye contact. And I'm not saying like this and like crazy, looking at them with crazy eyes. No, just know the art of eye contact. Look people in the eyes when you're talking. It shows confidence. It shows that you're comfortable with the person. Don't be looking around constantly. And if you have a hard time looking at people in the eyes, look in between their eyebrows. It's almost the same thing. They will not notice it, okay? If you also have another problem with looking people in the eyes, then go out, yeah? Put sunglasses on, even if you're in the mall, whatever. Walk with sunglasses and learn to look people in the eyes from your sunglasses. They can't see it. Okay. They can't see it. So basically look at them and teach yourself little by little to look people in the eyes. People are also less likely to trust people that don't look you in the eyes, because they will believe that you're not trustworthy, you're hiding something, you're lying to them. Another thing is, have the ability to adapt to different people and different situations. This is a sign of high intellect and high emotional intelligence. What this emotional intelligence means is basically the ability to control your own emotions and the emotions of people around you. See, the reason why this is so important is, if you are talking to someone that is very religious, for example, you cannot say the same things to that person that you would say to an unreligious person, you know, or a more open-minded person. Why? Because it will not be received the same way, and you can create arguments, or you can create big fights because of your unwillingness to adapt. It's especially a big issue in this day and age, where everyone thinks that everyone should just accept them and whatever they say. Yes, you might think that, but in the real world, people will put you in your place if you do that, okay? And if you're trying to avoid conflict, just learn how to adapt to situations, learn how to adapt to people. Not everyone is the same. I also, the way I speak, for example, if I speak very harsh, or if I give harsh advice, I will not do that with my more emotional friend, who will take everything I say more personally. But I have other friends who have like a tough, like they don't care, you know, they're like me. I can talk to them the same way how I talk to you guys. But to the emotional people, I can't. And I know this, and I won't do this. Another thing is, understand that we like the people that act the same way as we do. Mimicry is a sign of attraction. Research has literally shown that we are more attracted to people that behave the same way as us. This is so true because, for example, if you see people in a relationship, when they get into a relationship, the partners will literally start to act like each other and even start to look like each other. Why is this? Because our human brain naturally looks for similarities when we're looking for a partner or whatever, because we want them to be like us and to fit in our reality and in our world. It's the same for me, like when I'm even choosing a friend, for me, subconsciously, it's very important that my friend is clean and is like very hygienic, because I am very hygienic, and I love that when my partner, when my friends are the same way. So how you can do this to become more mesmerizing is, for example, if you have a friend, or if you have like a date or whatever, then whenever they say something, then try to find similarities. Like try to be like, oh, if he says like, oh, I love horse riding, say, oh, I like horse riding too. Obviously, don't lie. Like, if you don't like it, don't say you like it. But if you like it, then mention it. So in his brain, he will immediately click like, oh, we have similarities, so we're a good match. Also, if someone is telling you something, mirror what they're telling you back to them. So for example, if someone says like, oh yeah, and then my mom went to a ranch. And then just remember that they said that. So really listen to what they're saying, right? And then later on you say, oh, and that thing you said when your mom went to a ranch, you saying what they said back to them is very powerful, because this will make them feel like, oh my God, this person was really listening to me. Say exactly what you mean. See, in this day and age, we have so much miscommunication. People, they think like, oh, I'm not going to say what I mean. They have to figure it out for themselves. People are not mind readers, okay? Especially in relationships. If your partner, if you're upset with your partner, say that you're upset. Like for me, it's very important that my partner has communication skills because I am a very big communicator. Like I need to figure out what happened, why it happened, and that's it. We need to talk about it. A lot of fights can be avoided if the person would just say exactly what they meant or how they phrased it, and then just explaining how it was a miscommunication, whatever. Like, explain yourself. If you had a fight or whatever, say, no, this is actually what I meant. I didn't say it properly. Good communication skills is extremely attractive. Like, it's extremely attractive. But obviously, say it in a nice way. Don't be hostile, don't be aggressive. Just say it like, oh, this is actually what I meant. That's it. And then you can resolve your issue on what you really meant and not on some miscommunication that happened down the line. Don't reveal everything about yourself. The reason why so many people can be mesmerizing is because they're also mysterious. They're not telling every person they see everything about themselves, because first of all, privacy is very important. A lot of people can misinterpret things, say things about you and create you something that you're not, okay? And you don't want to do that, especially when it came from your own mouth. And second of all, not everyone is to be trusted. You might think, oh, that's just my family, that's just my friend. More than likely, a lot of people, even the close ones, are the ones that will stab you in the back. Be careful of this. Watch your mouth. Most of you guys' problems comes from your own mouth. Don't constantly argue with people. It's most unattractive thing when I know that a person is someone that fights all the time or argues with people or argues with staff. No, okay, this is a very unattractive behavior. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Like a lot of times, arguments are something over something so stupid that gets into something so big and it's so unnecessary. Like if you just sometimes leave the argument and be like, you know what, I'm not going to engage in this. You protect your own energy and you walk away. And if you want to talk about it later when the other person has calmed down, then yes, you should do that. But not in the heat of the moment where words can be exchanged that weren't meant in that way, but that will hurt you and that will get into something so big. The older I get, the more I value my peace more and more, and I don't like when people disturb it. I choose my battles very wisely. I do not fight in public. I do not create scenes. It does not happen. If I have an issue with you, I will say it in a respectful manner in between my own private setting. Obviously, that's not always the case because maybe someone comes up to you in public, starts shouting at you. Make sure that you don't lose your own emotions and your own control over them. Don't lose them. You just sit back. You just let them, you don't say a word until that person calms down, especially if they're fighting you in public or shouting at you in public. And when they have calmed down, or you don't say anything at all and you walk away if it's a stranger, like why would you even engage in that? Or when they have calmed down, if you know them, you can talk to them and you can say, hey, listen, first of all, I don't appreciate it that you yelled at me in public. Never do that again. Second of all, this and this was said, blah, blah, and you can resolve the issue, okay? But do not let anyone catch you fighting, yelling, screaming at someone in public. Make a daily effort to talk to people from the opposite gender. This is so important. This will make you so much more confident. Like, for example, from now on, you talk to two people from the opposite gender in a day. Like, whether it's a waiter, like whoever it is, or a stranger, like just have conversations with them. If you grew up in like a culture like mine, I was raised to never talk to men at all, like literally only look at the ground and that's it, you know? But what happens is when I grew up then, even if I had like a male boss, whatever, I would turn red when they would talk to me. Obviously shows a form of insecurity. So I really had to work on talking to men. I really had to work on talking to them, looking them in the eyes, because I was always told that this was bad and I couldn't do it. So how you can practice this is just daily talk to like the opposite gender, two people maybe of the opposite gender, just have a small conversation with them and you will see how much more confident you get in talking. Really confident person, they can talk to anyone. They can talk to a man, they can talk to a woman, it doesn't matter. Because they're confident in themselves. But when you are unable to, for example, you can talk to women very well, but you're unable to talk to a man, this will build insecurity in you, because once a man looks your way, you're like completely like shaken, you know? Work on this. Another thing is, look like you love yourself. Look like you take care of yourself. We always want to love other people, but we forget to love ourselves first. You have to look like you love yourself, okay? Look clean. That's it. If you look clean, that's it. You don't need to look overly glamorous. You don't need to like adapt a crazy style. No, you can be simple. You can look clean and that's it. That's good. And also eat like you love yourself. Put good nutrients in your body. Drink enough water. Hydrate yourself. Do these things, because at the end of the day, your body is a big blessing. It's a vessel. You want your heart to go on for a long time, even if you don't want to look physically good. Do it for the health of your body. A person that looks like they love themselves are immediately more mesmerizing. Like, you don't even have to try. When people look at you at the first time, this is the first impression they get, right? If you look clean, people will be like, oh, that person really respects themselves. So that's a stamp you set on yourself immediately when someone sees you. Because when someone sees you, they cannot know your character or how good you are or how your communication is, because nobody knows that. When I was younger, me and my sister, we had this friend, and she wasn't really socially like how you would define attractive, but however, she was so beautiful to us, and we both were like, why is that? Because normally you wouldn't think that, right? But she was like amazingly beautiful. And why was this? This girl was so clean. She always smelled nice. Her clothes were perfectly ironed. Her nails were beautifully done. Like, her hair was washed. She was so clean. And that made her so beautiful to us. And even the manners that she has, the way she like stood up and like walked, and the confidence she had, this girl was one of the most attractive girls me and my sister had ever seen. The thing is, heal your traumas with hypnotherapy. Listen, hypnotherapy is basically when you go into a state of hypnosis and you relive your traumas that you had, and that way you can heal them because you're reliving them. Look this up. Hypnotherapy with trauma. Once you do this, once I started healing my traumas and going to therapy consistently, I noticed that more and more people started to become attracted to me, like insanely. And even physically, I became more and more beautiful. I had eye issues, like constantly that my eyes would swell up or whatever, it went away. Like, so many inflammations in my body went away. There is so many issues that people have, even like binge eating, eating disorders, so many things like physical issues, asthma, all these things, they can be linked to trauma. Once you heal that trauma, you will see that these symptoms go away. So reading this book about many lives, many masters, and basically the psychologist in the book was explaining that he had a scientist, a very beautiful woman, and she came to have therapy sessions with him for her trauma and phobias that she had. So he did hypnotherapy with her, hypnotherapy, whatever. And he said, after we've done that for so many times, when she went back to the cafeteria where she worked at for years, where people used to just ignore her, they would come up to her now and literally tell her, you're so mesmerizing, like, you're so beautiful. Meanwhile, before, they didn't do that. Why? Because when we remove our traumas, when we remove our blocks, our energy shifts. And people can feel your energy. If you become lighter because all the baggage gets removed, people will be more attracted to you because you're like a vibrating light. I experienced this myself, like literally the way people look at me when I enter a room, I've never experienced this before. And it is truly because I worked on healing myself. And besides all of that, I think it's extremely attractive when people are self-aware about what is wrong and are trying to heal that. That is extremely attractive. The most self-aware people are also very confident because they know what they need to work on and how they can evolve more. So remember the things that people tell you. For example, me, I have a really great mind. So if someone tells me something, they were born on this day or whatever, I clock that and it's in my head. So next time when I see them, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when you told me that. And they are literally shocked. I'm like, whoa, you remember what I told you? I'm like, yeah, obviously. Or people think, oh wow, she was really listening to me. Like, it makes them feel so important. But if you're not good at remembering stuff that are like little or important, just write it down in your notes. Like, it's just nice. For example, if you remember people's birthdays, like, obviously you can send them a nice card, a gift, whatever. These things are very kind, also have a great sense of humor. I always had a very good sense of humor. I'm very funny, if I do so say myself. I'm very sarcastic as well. So when I talk to people, it's always very fun to talk to me because we always have like wit back and forth, right? And it makes me more attractive. And also a good sense of humor is a sign of high intelligence and again, high emotional intelligence. If you don't have a great sense of humor or you don't understand sarcasm that well, then try to look at comedians, like their shows or whatever, and try to really get a better sense of humor. And for example, me as well, I don't take things that seriously. Like if someone says something to me, I'm not immediately offended if I know it's a joke. However, don't disrespect me. Like if I find something disrespectful, I will also not laugh. I'll see that was very disrespectful. Don't do that again. Another thing is when someone is disrespectful towards you, go cold. Go cold. That's it. If someone is repeatedly disrespectful, and even if you have told them, hey, listen, I didn't like this, and they keep doing it, out. You're out, out, out. Like I do not even entertain these people. I do not do anything. I'm not giving them my energy. I told you already multiple times, don't talk to me like that. Don't do that to me. You're not willing to listen. We're not on the same vibration. We're not on the same energy. Get out. Like you guys make it too big. You guys give too many chances to people that don't deserve it. Stop doing that, okay? If the roles were reversed, those people will not give you the same chances. Until I see changed behavior, I do not allow that person back into my life. Because then they also know I'm serious about my boundaries. Be unpredictable. It is very alluring and very mesmerizing once you can never expect, like, what is this person next up to, right? I'm not saying do something toxic or bad or whatever, but like with good things. Not talk about your goals, but show up with results. When I was creating my whole business, my whole social media platform, I wasn't talking, I was just doing. I wasn't telling anyone, and I popped up with the results, and that's it. And then everyone was like, how did this happen? Literally, like, where did this come from? I'm so unpredictable. You never know what I'm gonna do tomorrow. Never, you know? When you think you have me figured out, you haven't, because I always have another surprise. Another thing is practice dancing. Especially for women, you can practice belly dancing, heels. Heels is like a sensual dance in heels, obviously. And as well, you can practice twerking. Now, I am not saying do this in public or do this in front of a man or whatever, you know, I would not be comfortable to do that. So it's always like a women-only class. But what happens is when a woman is more in touch with her body, she's more confident. We are always learned to suppress our sensuality, and you shouldn't do that. But that is also where our femininity comes from. If we can't even look like be in our room and, for example, dance and look at ourselves, then there is something really wrong and we will be disconnected to ourselves. But it's just such a big fear installed on us, and that's bad and whatever. No, just do it in the comfort of your own home. And as well, women, they hold a lot of energy and a lot of emotions in their hips. So moving those hips is really healing for a woman. Become comfortable in who you are, like, and how unique you are. Don't strive to be like someone else, or don't look at other people and be like, oh, I should be like them. You shouldn't be like anyone. Like, you should be comfortable in who you are. You should be comfortable in dressing in the things that you feel comfortable in. Whatever you think, like, okay, this is comfort and this is how I like to look and this is how I love myself the most, that is also what will make you mesmerizing. I have seen people from like the most different styles, different cultures, whatever, but they were so attractive to me, like, it's insane. And they don't have the same style as me, nothing, they don't behave the same, but I'm so attracted to them and their energy because they're so comfortable in who they are. This doesn't mean like get lazy and stop doing whatever, no, because I'm always like strive to be the best you can be, but also be comfortable in who you are. Like, some things you can't really change about yourself, and okay, that's okay. The thing is, walk, talk, act like you're the biggest blessing on earth. See, the thing is with your brain, it has one flaw. The brain is very good, very smart, but it has one flaw, and that is the brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you are telling your brain. So if you are gonna behave and act like you are confident, your brain will start to believe it and you will start to become more confident. And I walk into a room, right? When I'm going out to a restaurant or whatever, I walk with my shoulders back. I literally look around in the room and I walk like that. Why? Because my presence is a blessing. That room just got blessed because I walked in there. I have to stay humble though, because I don't think that I'm better than anyone, but I'm also not comparing myself to anyone. Me thinking that I'm the biggest blessing on earth doesn't mean that like I'm comparing like who is another blessing, you know? I don't care about who else is a blessing. You can also think that you're the biggest blessing on earth. I don't care. I just think that about myself in my head, and that's it. I'm not gonna act better than anyone. I'm very humble. Literally, I don't care, but Liz loves Liz. That's it. In my head, Liz, and you cannot catch me talk bad about myself, literally not. Even if I do something wrong, I say, okay, Liz, we got this. We're gonna not do that next time. Like, okay, I'm very self-aware. So I know when I do something wrong that that wasn't good. And I try to fix my behavior. I hold myself accountable, but I also don't beat myself up about it. What's that gonna do? Make me feel worse about myself. Why should I do that? People are already hard enough on me. People are already judging me. Why should I do that to myself? No. If anyone is gonna give me love, it's gonna be me. So make sure you're never known for any addictions. And also what I wanna say, if you're struggling with an addiction, I read about this experiments that they did with rats. So basically when a rat was just in a cage that had nothing, they were giving them normal water and water that was drugged. So they had like, you know, all these substances in this water. And what the rat did is they would overdose on the water that was drugged. So they would die a few weeks later. Now this psychologist, he came and he said, let's switch the narrative here. Let's create a rat park where the rats have everything. They have like food, they have colorful balls, they have like partners that they can sleep with, they have everything. And then again, give them the normal water and give them the drugged water. When they put them in the rat park with the waters, the rats barely touched the drugged water and no one was overdosing on it. They were just drinking the regular water. So what did this conclude? Concluded that what we actually are looking for when we have addictions is a sense of belonging and a sense of connection with other people. But when we can't find that, we go into addictions. We start drinking a lot, even food addiction, binge eating, like, you know, substance addictions, all these things, because we don't feel like we belong. But if you do have any addictions, then switch the narrative, then start looking for, okay, where can I find a place there where I belong, where I feel good? Pick up some hobbies that where you have other people. Start to go to like the gym where there's other people around you. You have to change your environment when you are struggling with addictions. When I was struggling with my food addiction, binge eating, I got into a relationship with my ex now. And we literally both like, because I was constantly busy with him, I was constantly busy with work, I didn't have time for my addiction anymore, for my food addiction. And it wasn't a necessity anymore, especially when I started healing my trauma. See why addiction is also so anti-seductive and you literally not be mesmerizing at all, is because people see you as a weaker someone. They see you as someone with a loss of self-control. You can't control yourself, and it's obviously not attractive if someone can't control themselves. So never be publicly known for any addictions. Don't go to parties and constantly drink. Don't go to parties and take substances. Like, it will leave an imprint on your reputation. People will look at you like the drunk person or the person that constantly does this or that. No, work on healing your addiction. Addiction doesn't come from nowhere. It's not true. You know, it can be linked to trauma. It's a lot of things. That's why I keep telling you guys, go to therapy. You guys will change your life. And last but not least, let people meet you at your level. Do not go down so that you can be equal to those people, because you will always end up paying for doing that. They should look at you as inspiration and strive to get there. But if you're gonna go down to their level, you're the one paying for it, because you were good, honey. You were good here. They should rise up to meet you and you guys can continue, or you guys are not friends at all. The same with partners, because I see a lot of times women, they will like date a guy that is like not at all at their level or not at all like trying to get where they are, and then they get shocked and the relationship doesn't work out. But what do you think will happen when you're here and this person is here? He will drag you down to their level. That's it. I'm the kind of person, I'm here. Either you rise up to my level or get out. Because for me, I can't go down. I don't have the ability right now to go down. My only way is up. That's it. And sometimes I fall, but who's going to pick me up again? I'm going to pick myself up again. And I will get there again and again and again. If you don't have the same drive, if you don't have the same hustle, we will never click. This is not energetically, we will never click. So I don't even bother. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you guys learned something. Thank you so much for watching. I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for you. May God always bless you. And yeah, I see you in the next video. Bye-bye.